In the telecom sector in the meantime, Telkom has rung up its new CEO. Serame Taukobong has been appointed CEO-designate effective as of the 1st of October. To ensure an orderly transition, he will be working alongside Sipho Maseko for 8 months before he officially takes the helm in July next year. And Serame joins us now. Thanks so much, Serame, for your time this evening. So right at the top, congratulations as you take hold of the reins. But of course, you're no stranger to the business, having been the CEO of Telkom's consumer business, which primarily deals with the mobile division and now accounts for the lion's share of total revenue. So safe to say you're ready for this next chapter with intimate knowledge of what's now making this business tick.
Greetings and thank you for having me. That's a very kind of you, but yes, I have been with Telkom for the past 2 years running the mobile business and also been exposed to the broader group. So I think in terms of readiness, we are ready to go take action.
So let's get straight into it. I mean, what's in focus for the business as you take things forward?
Well, I think the first priority is to find a replacement for my roles, so get a consumer CEO, because we need to be running with that. And secondly, I think most importantly is to make sure the seamless alignment with Sipho. And I think the opportunity that's been presented in terms of how we structure this transition means that I can spend some time with Sipho before, as he says, he sits off into the sun. Thirdly, is to make sure that the business keeps on ticking. The transition should be smooth.
Yeah. The lay of the land, though, has been exposed somewhat in the trading update that Telkom released today, Serame. There's been a big drop in both revenue and EBITDA over the last three quarters. You continue to lose post-paid contracts. What's going wrong?
I think it's actually nothing going wrong as such. It is a reflection of the market. What we've seen, particularly not just with us, but within the industry, is that postpaid subscribers, because of the tough economic positions they're facing, are opting to migrate to what we call hybrid or even prepaid packages.
Yeah, I asked that question because, you know, pricing has been highlighted amongst your critics. So you talk about what is a very constrained environment and consumer market right now. The critics citing the fact that you're no longer cheaper than MTN, than Vodacom. Is it becoming tougher to hold on to your competitive edge?
Not necessarily. I think what we've always said is that, you know, I guess to use a Michelle Obama cliche, when they go low, we go high. So we don't anticipate them into a price war, but instead offering more value to our customers. And that's built on the intrinsic nature of our network, which can offer us more capacity to deliver data and be competitive on offering more value as opposed to dropping prices and eroding the market.
Of course, you have been replacing roaming expenses with own infrastructure, Serame. So how much scope has that afforded you, not only to become more competitive, but to help grow mobile business further?
Well, definitely, I mean, having to roam on one of our competitors with quite a large footprint has certainly helped us with increasing our footprint. But equally, we've also been building our network so that we don't fully rely on roaming. And thirdly, we've also been investing in capacity for our network to ensure that we do deliver excellent quality to our customers.
Yeah. Looking at the numbers, though, what stands out is the success that you've had in the prepaid market, Serame. How can you more effectively transfer or convert those into postpaid customers, which, of course, is you know, more of a sustainable base for any telecom operator?
I think the market is changing, as is the reality around us. Yes, postpaid is definitely a long-term commitment subscriber. But the reality of what we're facing in the market is customers are not willing, especially in markets with job uncertainty, to make long-term commitments. That's why we have hybrid-type packages, which give you an ability to control. So you can come in at a minimum postpaid level, but you can top up and control your spend.
Yeah. Where are things at with regards to separating Telkom's infrastructure unit, OpenServe, as well as, you know, the masts and the tower unit, Gyro, from the business, and that to unlock the value of your underlying assets? Very little mention of that being made.
Yeah. I think mention is made of the value unlock, that it is still progressing. And I think the key thing for us, and perhaps to use an Olympics analogy, it's not a 100-meter race. You know, it's almost like a 4x4 relay. And I think a lot of work has been done for that. And I think that's key for us is obviously with the market and the time, right timing of the market, we are continuing to ready up for that process. But before, if not just waiting for that to happen, we continue to build value within the existing entities. So if I take OpenServe for example, you will see in the latest report, significant improvement in terms of homes connected, which is a critical measure for us. BCX, yes, having some challenges, but I think the decline in fixed line, we think we've seen the decline in fixed line far lower this year than it was last year. So I think we've got a grab on that tiger. So it's a continuous investment in saying that whilst the value unlock project is happening, ensure that there is value in the entities to be unlocked.
Yeah. The target for that process to be, wrapped up, though, was March 2021, no? So how much further has that timeline now been extended?
Well, I think we had the reality of COVID, which was probably changed everything in the market. So I think that could add another 12 months to the process, because if you look at things like property in that market, one has to really evaluate in the context.
Okay, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Serame, for having joined us on the line this evening. And of course, we will be catching up when you release your results officially. That, of course, Telkom CEO-designate Serame Takubong.